This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Kentucky is currently ranked 47th out of 50 states in overall health. Live Well Northern Kentucky, a new community-wide initiative, is hoping to change this for Northern Kentucky residents. The initiative is being launched by Skyward, which is in charge of Northern Kentucky's strategic plan, MyNKY. And joining us to talk about Live Well NKY's efforts are Skyward President Bill Shire, Northern Kentucky Health Department Director of Population Health, Stephanie Vogel, and St. Elizabeth Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer, Sarah Giolando. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Stephanie, why does Kentucky rank so low? 47th out of 50 states. What's going on?
Sure. Well, it's not what we want to be known for. That's for certain. The county health rankings and the health rankings for America, they measure a lot of different pinpoints for that. They're measuring anything from physical activity, obesity rates, diabetes, tobacco use, a variety of measures. And unfortunately, when you look at Kentucky and we stack up on the end of that list. And so our health measures are not good for our community. And a lot of it has to go back to our culture of health and where our history and what's gone on in those arenas around our food environments, around our tobacco use, our culture around tobacco use and those other items. So it's much more a cultural issue and our history to back that up. So,
Bill, how did the idea for Live Well NKY come about?
Well, the Northern Kentucky every 5 or 10 years updates our multi-county community plan. And the most recent one is called MyNKY, which we launched last year. We engaged lots and lots of people across the 9-county community. And the top three items that emerged as areas of interest were education, jobs, and health. So health was right up in that top three. We had a working group for health, which Sarah can speak to in a minute, that really looked at a lot of health issues and tried to figure out what our focus should be on health in Northern Kentucky. The Live Well initiative really emerged from that working group.
Tell us about that working group, Sarah.
Great. Well, I was really blessed to be able to co-lead that working team with Chris Goddard, who's the CEO of HealthPoint, which is the federally qualified health center in Northern Kentucky. And as Stephanie mentioned, there were a lot of health issues that are identified in Northern Kentucky. So to pick one or one focus area is difficult. What Stephanie mentioned is that we have a culture of poor healthy behaviors, right? So our healthy behaviors are not so healthy. We eat too much, we smoke too much, we drink too much. And so that's really getting at, we need to change that. How do we change that? Live Well NKY was really born out of that. We need to inspire a change in the culture, and we need to have it be really a welcome relief to want to do healthy things. I think there's a reason why Colorado is so healthy or San Diego is so healthy, and that's because that's what people do. People are expected to be active. People are expected to eat well. And so Live Well NKY is really starting us down that path to get there.
What makes this this program different from other health programs?
Well, I'd say that really the concern about obesity and about health outcomes has been, you know, just getting greater and greater through the years. Everybody looks at it and thinks, gosh, what in the world do you do about that? I mean, it's just such a endemic kind of a problem. And the thing about Live Well NKY is it focuses on three things. Active lifestyle, better nutrition, and giving up smoking. It focuses on four sectors of the community, education, business, civic and local government, and the faith communities, and asks the question, how can we mobilize those four sectors around those three focal areas and get them working together to make changes which will create this culture of good health? The approach we're taking is a thing related to policy, systems, and environment, which really Stephanie can speak to the most, but changes in people's systems. And we're using community coalitions. So we're bringing together people from those four sectors in individual communities to work together to figure out a path to make their particular community healthier.
I think to build on what Bill says about the individual choice, a lot of times we create educational programs and we expect people to change behavior. We tell them how to eat well. We talk to them about exercising. We talk to them about not smoking or stopping smoking or using tobacco if they are. And we expect them to go forth and make those changes all on their own. Well, we know that, it's much more than individual choice at this point, that there are other influences on our behavior, such as our environments, our culture, our policy changes in our environments that spearhead and make it easier for us to make those healthy behaviors. So I think that's the biggest piece. It's not about education. When people say you're out talking about physical activity, nutrition, and tobacco use, well, no, that's not what we're doing. We're doing a little bit of that. We're talking to people about the education piece, but we're really building in those policy, those systems, and those environments so that people can make the healthy choice the easy choice. And I always equate it to something like flossing your teeth. We all know it's a really good idea. We've been talking about it probably since we've been in elementary school. But do we do it on a regular basis every single day? When you ask people, most of them say not. So that's one good example of how education alone isn't the answer and how we can't just do education. We've got to look at the other pieces involved.
So people tend to engage in healthier activities if they're made fun or they're interesting. Have you put together incentives for companies to participate and encourage their employees to get more active and maybe get out there and compete in more sports, that kind of thing?
We haven't really developed incentive programs as such. We're looking at a designation to be a Live Well company or a Live Well school or a Live Well church or a Live Well city. And we're looking at a bronze, silver, gold type of a structure. We're planning to have, and we do have some money available to provide some help to the community coalitions as they take on a particular change that they want to bring about in their community. But we haven't really looked at it in a true monetary incentive kind of way, particularly for companies, because the insurance companies are doing a lot of that, and there's some other sources of it. Ours is more trying to help people figure out as a group how to bring about these particular changes that make, as Stephanie pointed out, the healthy choice the easy choice.
And I think the theory there, too, is that if people – you can't really take a community and do something to them. It has to come up from the community,
right.
And there has to be a community willpower or a company willpower to really want to change, to really get things done. And so in this way, it's not Skyward telling a community to go do something. It's the community signing up and saying, yeah, we want this. We want to change our culture. We're the ones that are going to do it, and we're going to prioritize what's most important for us.
How does Northern Kentucky stack up as far as opportunities for fitness, things like parks, bike paths, fitness courses?
I think it's outstanding. I think throughout all of Greater Cincinnati, we have an incredible park system on both sides of the river. But as Stephanie pointed out, that doesn't mean people are using them. That's what we need to do. We do need to encourage people to want to go out there and have communities plan events that are outside, that are active, that are having and showcasing healthy behaviors.
I think sometimes we run into pockets in Northern Kentucky, too, that have less access to things like parks or maybe not have the transportation to be able to get there to access a park that, you know, maybe within 5 to 10 miles, and how do they get to that park to be able to do that? So overall, we look good when you look at it on paper, but I think it's identifying those other pieces that play into that. Are the parks widespread? Can people access the parks and be able to get to them, to use the facilities that are in it? So there's other things, and those get back to those policy system, those environmental changes of what we want the communities to look at and say, great, we have these parks. How do you get there? Are people accessing them? Are they using them? Is it because they don't have transportation? Is it because the activities that are there are not what they're interested in? Doing things like that to really assess the environment to see what can we do to make it a better place.
And that ties into another element within the MyNKY plan. There's not a specific goal around this, but we've infused it as a sort of an operating principle within all the goals within the plan. That is diversity and inclusion. We really want to try to find all the pieces of the plan, and certainly all the pieces within LiveWell. We want to make sure that people everywhere of any background, any particular condition in life, have the opportunity to make healthy choices and to be able to improve their overall health.
Bill, what are the primary goals? Do you have certain numbers in mind that you'd like to achieve
sure.
for this?
Well, there are four big goals in the My NKY plan. The first is, and this is a five-year work plan, the first is to get 1,000 more children to be ready to start kindergarten, ready to succeed and learn over the next 5 years. The second is to get 20,000 more adults to rate their health as very good or excellent over the next 5 years. The third is to work in workforce development and also innovation entrepreneurship to be able to help all the companies fill the positions that they have open and also create new companies and just continue to stimulate the economy. And we've created a thing called the Northern Kentucky Labor Market Index, which it ties four data elements together into an index and measures us against the United States as a region against the United States. And the fourth is to leverage $5 million toward community vibrancy projects, which include things like urban revitalization, but also a public art network for Northern Kentucky to sort of tie people together as a sense of community in Northern Kentucky. So those are the overall MyNKY goals. And in health, Live Well is the key strategy.
What you mentioned coalitions, so who exactly is involved in this right now? What communities and what partners are helping
sure.
you with this?
Well, we recently launched our first five community coalitions, Covington, Newport, Ludlow, Fort Mitchell, and Gallatin County. And so we're working with them to get them up and running and so they can work out their work plans and start progressing down the path. Then we'll be bringing on another set. And the big vision is that eventually every community in Northern Kentucky across all nine counties would have a community coalition in place where businesses, schools, and churches and local leaders are working together to try to find ways to lift the health outcomes of their particular community.
Is the school is the program going into the schools as well?
It is. The Live Well initiative is really aimed at adults, but we also really have a strong school component that the health department has already had underway that we're working with to try to also have impact on students. So, Stephanie, you might want to comment on that.
Sure. So our schools that we've been working with are Beechwood Independent Schools, Newport Middle Schools, Grant County Middle School, and Ackerman Elementary. And all of those schools have committed to a two-year process. And this process walks them through an assessment piece. They use the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention National Assessment, which is the School Health Index, and that looks at a variety of items in the school to see how well are we doing, what are the strengths and what are the weaknesses within our school. And then they will look at that information. They'll create a plan, and we want them to create a plan that's based on best practices, what has worked in other areas, what has shown to make movement and change behavior, give us some good health outcomes related to that. So they'll pull together a plan. They'll look at what are every step that we need to take to move that plan forward. And then they will implement the plan. And after implementation is moving for a period of time, they'll also go in and evaluate the plan to see, did it do what we thought it was going to do? Are we seeing any outcomes from that? And the supports that the schools have along the way are key to this. They participate in trainings from local and national experts in the field of school health, anything from how do you do an assessment, how do you write a plan, what are the best practices, so that they have all the tools that they need to be able to successfully implement the program. And they also have opportunities in what we're calling learning networks to come together to share information about what they're doing, because we know that that's a key interest area from our schools and our partners, that they can learn a lot from what another organization or another school's doing in the area. So helping them walk through that process and giving them those resources and that information is key. So that's the process we've engaged schools in. We've had one full round that ended, and this is our second round, and it's moving very well. Schools are very happy with it. We're happy with the changes they're making, and they're being able to look at what do they really need in their school and then address it. So it's going back to that piece what Sarah talked about, which we want it to come from the ground up. We really want these. We're not doing something to the school. The school is deciding what do we need to work on to improve our health.
Are you taking ideas and suggestions from anybody who might have an idea as far as, you know, this could be a good healthy activity or event?
Yeah, in a couple of ways. The first of all, we've been it's with our steering committee getting this designed and on the road. We've also worked with a national consultant to infuse some best practices. But really, the essence is of these coalitions is that they learn to get, work together and learn together, so that as the coalitions hit on something that's a really good idea, or somebody in their particular community or their particular business has a great idea, we'll be able to share that back and forth across the network, so that people all across the LiveWell network, so to speak, can learn from one another.
So, how will you tell me about the ambassador part of the program? That's a way people can get involved, right?
Yeah, we're planning to have LiveWell ambassadors, the people who can go out and speak about it, the program, answer questions about it, and also just help to form coalitions. One of our issues at the moment is simply capacity. We're learning as we go on this to try to figure out what really works the best. So we're starting with those first five coalitions. But as time goes on, we want to really accelerate the pace and bring more and more people on. But that's the ambassadors in particular relate to another component that we haven't launched yet, which is an individual piece that as we go out and speak to organizations and in any settings that we can find to let people know about this, then they can. We want to give them a call to action and some way to get personally plugged in. And so then they'll be able to get information and sort of eventually sign a pledge. Our goal is to have like 20,000 people sign a pledge that says, boy, I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to find some way to improve my health.
The other piece about the ambassador program that can be really helpful is if people are interested, that's their way to connect back into their local coalitions and their community to
right.
be able to work with another group of folks that are interested in creating that change in their community and a change in their culture. So that's a really helpful right. piece with that.
By the way, a way for people to plug in is to go to the Skyward website. So skywardnky.org. And you can find LiveWell on there, and it'll say, and actually you can connect on all the different objectives or goals. But LiveWell in particular has got a section on skywardnky.org, and people can connect and become part of the movement.
And we'll have a link to that at wvxu.org as well. Well, thank you, Stephanie, Sarah, Bill, for joining me this afternoon.
Pleasure.
Skyward President Bill Shire, Northern Kentucky Health Department Director of Population Health, Stephanie Vogel, and St. Elizabeth Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer, Sarah Giolando.